Welcome back to our show, The Young Americans. Tonight we have with us Lena.
Ciao.
And Molly.
Ciao.
I think you guys probably know us by now, and you know that last time we talked about how we had our Mostra show. So that just happened this past weekend, and we wanted to run you through it today and kind of tell you about the life of us on the daily and run you through our schedule. But for now, we are going to start with our first song, which is Georgia by Vance Joy.
She is something to behold, elegant and bold. She is electricity.
Welcome back. Once again, that was Georgia by Vance Joy. A special little anecdote today. All the songs on our playlist today are the favorites of everyone on our program. Lena went around the other night and asked everyone what their favorite song was, and we made a playlist completely of our favorite songs. So that was one of our friends named Massey. So shout out to Massey for that one.
Yeah, Massey.
Woo! So yeah, Lena, how do you think our show went this past weekend?
I think it was my first art show, so it was like completely amazing. It just felt so cool, like having our artwork up and like people walking around. I had my photos up, And so I had like a pedestal with all of my prints on it, and you could pick them up and just look at them. And it was just like so cool watching people look at my stuff and like it.
Yeah, Lena did a bunch of postcards, if you didn't make it to the show, where all her photographs were turned into relatable postcards from Italy that, you know, were easily accessible and you could really touch and interact with them, which was really cool, Lena.
Thanks.
I liked them a lot.
Thank you.
Molly, how about you? What are your thoughts?
I had a really fun time at the art show and seeing people enjoying the artwork. And even if they weren't looking super closely at the art, everyone was just talking and laughing, and little bambini were walking around and playing in the dirt. And so, I mean, I just think that one of my favorite things about art is, you know, even if you don't speak the same language, it brings people together, and everybody can, you know, it's a picture, everybody can understand a picture. So
yeah, absolutely.
I liked how it brought everybody together.
Yeah, and that's a really great space too.
Oh yeah, I was about to say, I was like, I completely loved that space. Like we had a setup for it. Like we put up the wooden boards. Like we pretty much had like a hand in the process the entire time, which is really cool.
Yeah,
like seeing all of your work like come to fruition.
We got to be our own curator.
Yeah, pretty much. It was pretty hard. We did set up, me and Molly set up, like we had to go and do measurements and like put up the canvases on the board. And today we actually did we packed up
like
all of our work
down.
Today. I know. Yeah. It was really sad.
That was wild. Oh, and shout out to Tonino's restaurant for catering.
Oh, yeah.
For us.
Yeah.
They provided some delicious food. We got some finger sandwiches and
cookies.
Yeah, cake. Some cookies.
That chocolate
cream puffs.
Some chips, you know, all the good eats out there.
Oh, don't forget we had some vino.
Oh, yeah. It was completely great.
We had to treat our guests right.
And water.
Aqua. And water, yeah.
First wine, then water.
Okay, so the second song of the night is going to be You're the One by Greta Van Fleet.
Sally's favorite.
Sally!
Flying.
You're the One by Greta Van Fleet. Sally's favorite. Sally's been on the show. Everyone knows her. Everyone loves her. And so continuing talking about the Mostra, I just wanted to shout out some people that we saw that came, like locals.
Some familiar faces.
Yeah, that we went around inviting everyone. So it was really, really nice to see that some people actually came out that we invited.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, our Tonino's guys. Tonino's catered, but Luigi and Alton came, and they weren't even working it, yeah, so that was really nice. Yeah, they left work to come see us. Really
Luigi
nice.
Was so funny. He was such a ladies' man, so he was hanging out with, and then we all wanted to get a picture with him, and it was just like a crowd of girls around him.
Yeah, it was literally just Luigi and a bunch of girls.
Yeah, it was great though. He wanted to pose for the picture, you know.
Yeah, he's a cheese ball.
I think that's one of our best pictures of the night.
Oh yeah,
honestly.
And then I saw Francesco from Cafe Artisti.
Yes, Francesco.
Yeah, he came early. I was like, hey, what's up? Then who else came? The gallery owner.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Gallery Man.
Yes, his name escapes me right now, but he showed up. And just like everyone who came, it was so nice.
Our friend Fonsi, the town worker. We always see him.
We see him all the time. He's always hanging out with us, listening to music. So
and the wonderful angels who live in our dorm.
Oh my gosh,
our angels came.
Elba and Antonella, they treat us so well.
Yeah, they are so sweet.
So sweet.
They really looked at every piece of artwork, I think, very deeply. That was really sweet of them.
It was.
Yeah.
And Mac, your parents were there.
Oh yeah, Mac's parents are in town.
All the way from Arizona, the desert.
Yeah, okay. It's not a desert, but you know. Oh. No, they're here for 2.5 weeks, actually. They're here for the rest of our program, which is kind of funny. They're following us to Venice. They're hitching a ride on the bus. So,
I love them.
Thank
you. I'm so happy that they're hanging
out. They're so hyper, or like the good way, like...
They're energetic.
They're so energetic.
Easy to talk to. Cool. If anybody sees Mac's parents around, definitely go and talk to them.
They probably already talked to them. But we all also had your advanced painting gallery, like your open studio.
Right.
I forgot about that. Was on Thursday.
It was on Thursday.
Pre-Mostra.
A rainy, cold Tuesday on the very top of the hill. So a little, not quite as well attended as the Mostra on Via Nazionale. Just as fun.
I think the hill is a little intimidating to some people.
Yeah. I think everyone who came drove up the hill, actually.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was all the students and faculty and staff.
It was
great.
It
was a party.
We called it
so cool.
Of the Flesh. It
yep.
was four of us, local. No, not local, but we think of ourselves that way.
Our Georgia girls.
Yeah. We're the advanced painters, and we weren't able to show all our work in the Mostra, so we decided to make our own show. And we got to exhibit all of our huge paintings, which are, you know, actually very large, and we have to ship them home ourselves, but that's okay.
And I also helped with that setup.
Yes.
Yeah, Lena's out helpful. Here just...
We're out here making contraptions to set up these giant pieces.
Absolutely.
Off of the lights.
It felt like Christmas, and Lena was one of Santa's little elves, so Merry Christmas.
Shout out to Lena.
Thanks.
So, moving forward is my favorite song called You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio by Joni Mitchell. Enjoy!
Driving into town with the dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's about to love you. Oh, honey, you turn me on. I'm a radio, I'm a country station, I'm a little bit corny, I'm a wildflower waiting for you, broadcasting tower waiting for you, and I'm sending you this signal here, I hope you can pick it up loud and clear. I know you don't like weak women, you get bored so quick. They're hip to your tricks. It's been dirty for dirty down the line, but you know I come when you whistle and you're loving and kind. If you've got too many doubts, if there's no good reception for me, then tune me out. Cause honey, who needs the static? It hurts the head and you wind up
welcome back. That song was called You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio by one of my favorites, Joni Mitchell. And how appropriate, because we're on the radio and Lena turns me on. So,
wow.
I love my girls. Oh, so the most magical time of year.
It was beautiful.
Oh, dear.
And so Lena kind of talked about the pieces that she put in, her photos.
Yeah. I also put my still life in there.
Yeah, interactive. And your still life, which was a beautiful painting. It was your first time painting. And I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
I did too. I think you did a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah, I was excited about the works I put in. I've been working hard all semester. And I think maybe last episode or two episodes ago, I kind of gave everybody a little teaser saying, hey, you should come see my painting. And I'll if you didn't make it, I'll let you. So I painted my friend Sally. And I was just so inspired by the Italian art. There's a lot of beautiful women in our artwork. And Sally's one of the most beautiful people I've ever met. So I painted my friend Sally.
In the nude. I think that's an important detail.
Yeah, also, your gnomes.
Of course, my gnomes. So I took ceramics as well, and I love garden gnomes. I don't know how well gnome translates in Italian, but they're little men with pointy hats, and they sit, and they stand out in the garden, and women. And actually, my gnome was a lady gnome sitting on a toadstool.
Again, in the nude.
You know, I don't know. I'm not a... It just happens that way.
Influenced by the Italian artwork.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have to say, there's nudes everywhere. You know, it's in all the art. Mm-hmm. I mean, in every single class that we learn about.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is great. I love it.
But yeah, I have a real appreciation of nude gnomes now. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Made in God's image. What can I say?
Can never unsee it.
Yeah.
But yeah, beautiful. No. Molly's paintings in the Moshra and your paint. Yeah, your painting in the Moshra and your paintings in the...
At the show.
Like
those
the
all had clothes.
Yeah. Molly painted herself, did a self-portrait of her face, and it was like huge. What were the dimensions?
92 centimeters by 124 centimeters.
Which one was that one? The face?
Big face.
Yeah, just her face up close, and it was beautiful. And then she did,
figurative. Oh, yeah, like life-size.
Yeah, a life-size portrait of herself.
Yeah.
Molly is actually really cool because her skin tone, she does a ton of different colors.
Mm-hmm.
So she uses all the colors, and she doesn't just stick to one skin tone. Yeah. So when you're looking at it, it's like
blues and reds and
the rainbow.
Greens in her face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The shadows are highlighted and the highlights are highlighted. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, pops.
I love them.
Yeah. Then Mac did two huge, it was like a diptych, right?
Yeah.
Two huge paintings of...
In the nude.
In the nude, yeah. But they were like contrasting a female and male. And then you did your angel with the wings, which were like gold leafed.
Yeah, I actually bought some kind of, you know, student budget cheap gold leaf.
Yeah, from Zecchi
from
in Florence.
Yes, yeah. And I use that. You actually mix it with water, and it's like really flaky, and it's like a paste. It's really cool. But I tried to use it anywhere I could. So I actually, my Mostra piece was a giant fish / dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
Inspired by the
fountain in the park.
River. Oh, the Fiume, Quattro Fiume.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Who is that?
And
Bernini?
It's like a dolphin, but also fish. I named it Goldfish because I thought that would be funny.
The gold, yeah.
Yeah.
That is cute.
Yeah, so basically if you miss their paintings, you know, you're lost.
A
whatever.
Little description.
Yeah. You really missed out.
It's fine. We still love everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Sure thing.
But I'm going to go ahead and introduce my favorite song. It's going to be Some Nights by Fun.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore. Oh,
that for this. I miss my mom and dad for this. No. When I see stars, that's all they are. When I hear songs, they sound like a swan. So come on,
and the comments she called off. Man, I look into my nephew's eyes. Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things that can come from some terrible lies.
And welcome back. Thank you for listening to my favorite song, which is Some Nights by Fun. That's kind of a throwback to high school for me. I think that was like freshman year in high school.
So it's one of those songs that just has so many memories attached to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I used to listen to that in the car, you know, driving to school in my truck. Oh my gosh. I kind of miss driving. It's been a while.
Oh my God, yeah. No, I was literally thinking about that. I was like, I'm going to go home and forget how to drive.
I know.
To like retake a driving class.
Right.
I don't think I've ever
retake driver's ed.
Yeah, I don't think I've not driven this long since I've gotten my license or since I like turned 15. So
I know it's funny. Like
which
the program
has been a long time.
Does
I'm not,
not
gonna tell you how old I am, but
the program doesn't allow us to drive here, which is honestly pretty smart. I think that we would probably hit all the cars on that hill because it's very narrow at the end, and that 3-point turn it's a lot. You know.
Yeah. It's kind of funny watching people like take the turn into like the piazza,
yeah,
Garibaldi, and like go. They have to go left, anyways.
Yeah,
I think
I'm
that's
always
hilarious.
Really impressed by that. I've never been good at 3-point turns. I don't know why. I can do like a 16-point turn, but not a 3. I don't know. I'm just not that good at driving, I guess. Mm. But I also don't have a really good steering radius. Sorry, I don't know why I got off the topic.
Anyways, so top of the hill, we were talking about that on Tuesday. What do we have on Tuesday, Mac?
What's going on Tuesday?
Another show, if you can believe it. Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Another one?
Yeah, another one.
I know.
We just haven't showed enough of our work. I don't know what you want from us.
We can't really promote on here since it was so late. So we're going to do a show on Tuesday. It's Open Studios up at Severini, which is like that weird locked gate that you have to walk by, and everyone's always like
that. No one's ever allowed into.
Yeah, everyone's trying to peer
the forbidden fortress.
But you know, if not that, if you hear this, like if you see us, you know, we'll probably invite you. We're gonna open up Tuesday and just like have everyone walk through and see all the, well, for me, like all the photos I've printed in film. And then you guys have your drawings and printmaking.
Yeah, so it's an exhibition for photos, drawing, and printmaking for the 3 classes that haven't shown their work yet. Photo gets to show their series that we did for critique the other day. And printmaking, I think, is to show their finals. And drawing, I already sent all my drawings home, but...
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. Yeah. Like, this was like a last minute thing. But I think it's going to be fun because I know... We only were allowed to put like, well, I was lucky because I did like a pedestal thing, so I got to put all of my prints in the Mostra.
Exactly.
But everyone else could only put like 1 or 2 photos that they made in the Mostra. And like, we've made so many. We've made, how many of you have made like 50? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I have three different series of photographs. So.
Yeah. So like, we're showing all those off. So hopefully a lot of people come to that.
Yeah. I mean, and also exciting. At Severini, every Wednesday we have, a meeting of the garden, no, sorry, the Campus Beautification Society, and just kind of do garden work,
I don't
flowers, and just kind of taking care of the landscaping side of things. And so if you want to come see, no, really, the wisteria is blooming, there's like
this
beautiful terrace, and
there's a ton of bumblebees.
They're pretty cute. It's a really beautiful campus.
Stung by a bee for the first time in my entire life here. And I like couldn't walk, so
what?
I'm actually pretty sad about that. But
I'm so sorry for your pain.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It's gonna be okay. I promise. Yeah. It'll be okay once you introduce our next song.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna do that. So the next song is Darius. He's a regular on the radio show. His favorite song, Love Minus Zero by Bob Dylan.
My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals of violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses and make promises by the hours. My love, she laughs like the flowers. Valentine's can't buy her. In the dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations, read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future, my love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. The cloak and dagger dangles, madams light the candles, in ceremonies of the horsemen, even the pawn must hold a grudge. Statues made of matchsticks crumble into one another. My love winks, she does not bother. She knows too much to argue or to judge. Midnight trembles, the country doctor rambles, bankers' nieces seek perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer, the night goes raining. My love, she's like some raven at my window with a broom and wing.
And that was Love Minus Zero by Bob Dylan. Again, Darius's favorite. Sorry I was talking about that bee so much, but I'm very traumatized that that happened. But yeah, so like, we've been having like group meetings like that all semester. Molly's been doing campus beautification. It's been every Wednesday, basically.
Every Wednesday.
Except if it's, like, raining.
Yeah. Last summer, I did a landscaping for my job all summer, so shout out to my boss, Laura, and my coworker, Isabella. Just wanted to shout you guys out because you're the best.
Yeah, well, clearly working because our campus looks beautiful. Thank you, too, Molly.
Yeah, no, I learned well.
I did come that one time when we planted rose bushes, which was cool. And then also on Wednesdays, we've been having like Italian movie night after Tonino's. Mm-hmm. So we've watched, what was the first movie we watched? The really sad one. Me and Mac watched it.
Oh my gosh.
La Vie Belle. And then we also watched La Dolce Vita.
Oh, that's this Wednesday?
Yeah, that was last Wednesday.
Oh, I missed that one. Oops.
But then we saw Call Me By Your Name.
In Italian.
But I think it's like Kiami. Anyway, whatever.
But honestly, yeah, I've been shook by a couple of those movies. They're amazing movies. And wow.
I cried my eyes out at that first one.
Yeah, that was wow.
We just watched Fellini's 8.5. Me and Molly had some strong opinions on that one.
I thought it was good. It just made me feel really weird. And I don't know, existentialism, just kind of the feeling of just being both irrelevant and relevant at the same time, and just feeling like nothing is real, but everything is like so real. It just kind of makes my brain hurt.
That made my brain hurt. But
same.
Every Tuesday we've had our, what do you call them, professors, and like pretty much all the staff has been doing their like presentations, like showing us the work they do in
their
lives.
And where they grew up, and
which has been so cool, because I'm like, oh, these are just like regular professors or whatever, and then I hear about their stories and I'm like, dang,
that they also have a huge portfolio of work, which is really great. You know, it's really fun to see a teacher's portfolio of work, because then you know where they're coming from when they critique mm-hmm. your work. And it's really fascinating, you know, to see what they do. And it's very inspiring, I think. I mean, I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, no,
yeah, I'm pretty inspired.
Every Tuesday I'm like, I want to do that. Like, I want to go far in, like, whatever I do, which is pretty much what these guys have done, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So our next song that we are all going to be listening to together as a big family is called Call Me by St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Broken Bones, one of a great many songs by that band, and one of Emma's favorites.
Yeah, Emma, she's
been on
the show.
Yeah, and Emma actually, back at home, she has her own radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I've
talked about it a lot.
Okay, so South Carolina. All right.
Bud Heavy and Bud Light.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, we've already talked about that, so we're going to move on here. So right before we all got here, we've been packing up all of our work that we have to ship home and bring home and everything, and it's kind of making it real that our time is almost done here.
Yeah.
And it's really sad. And so we have a lot of work to do in this next week, this next couple of weeks before we leave the country.
I'm staying for an extra like 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're staying extra time. Max staying for a whole month.
Don't tell the government.
6 weeks. Yeah. Well, okay, mine is legal. I'm a European citizen.
Okay, mine is also legal.
Yeah, well, anyways, I'm going to Spain, actually. I'm going to go hike the Camino de Santiago with my mom, who is staying with me on, and my dad is flying home because he hates hiking. So it'll be great, though.
A girl trip.
Yeah, some mother-daughter bonding. I'm really looking forward to it, but sad to leave Italy for sure.
I know. I don't think it's hit me yet. Like, I'm still like, oh, we're going to have voucher night this week. We're going to, you know, go out on Thursday to El Granado. We're gonna keep doing this. And we actually have it's Sunday, so we have a week, 9 days left?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Don't say that.
So it's Sunday, we leave next Tuesday.
You know, it's
Wednesday.
Actually really weird. I feel like it's a Tuesday, like, all the time.
Here?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Voucher
night just keeps happening. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe my brain is just, I don't know, different, but.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this last week, I think, I don't realize everything's going to be, like, our last thing that we're doing here. So it's going to be, we have class tomorrow. But then Tuesday, our last voucher night. Wednesday, our last Wednesday Toninos. And then Friday, our last Friday Toninos.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
Also, we haven't even been to the lake yet. I'm just going to. Which is pretty disappointing.
I really wanted to do that. I love looking at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen it every day at least. You know, it's really beautiful, just sparkling over there in the distance.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to do that this weekend.
But triste.
Yeah, we're very, very sad. Like, every time I'm just like, I don't want to stop looking at this view.
I know. Molly, what are you going to miss?
So many things. I mean, I was eating dinner last night at what? Cacciatore?
With me? No. Kept thinking that was Il Cacciatore, but
I get them mixed up.
Coche de Travaglio.
Wow, sure. We're so good at Italian.
The one right next door to where we are now.
Well, anyway, I was eating really good food. Insalata de tonno. A tuna salad, and nice. I mean, okay, that's not the best like example of Italian cuisine, but and with just like little chicken breast, and just get thinking, wow, when I go home, I'll have good food, but not like Italian
not, like, great
good food.
Yeah,
so
I did mention that. I'm gonna miss the food a lot, and also just like being surrounded by people speaking Italian, because I took a semester of Italian before I came here, and then just being submersed in the language, I've gotten so much better.
Yeah, you've been really good at it.
And that's my favorite. I mean, English is okay, but it's been my favorite. It's been my favorite language to learn. I've taken Spanish and Chinese, and I worked with a bunch of Brazilian.
Molly, you're so talented.
No, I'm not. I don't
well,
remember
Brazilian
any of my Chinese.
Language,
I know.
Just gonna
Ni hao.
Well.
Sure, Molly. Yeah, no, I don't like not that much Chinese, but not much Portuguese at all, and not much Spanish. But
all right, well, I'm impressed that you just introduced yourself in another language. Yeah. That's like your third one.
So I'm gonna miss being immersed. So I definitely need to come back so I can keep my Italian.
Well, did you
on
throw
point.
A coin in the fountain in Rome?
No, I don't Trevi. Believe in the big luck.
I mean, well, hey, I did that, and I did have
too.
To go back to Rome, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Well, I went back
times.
To Rome anyway, right?
Yeah. Well, I think you should throw a coin in next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah, well, you have to go back
I'm
anyways.
I'm flying back to Rome.
No, you're going back
no,
to Rome.
No, I'm going to Rome to fly home. And then I have a layover in London, England.
Ooh, are you going to go see the sights?
Which is not as exciting as Italy. Not the food isn't nearly as good. Like, what am I gonna get? Fish and chips or something? Sorry if any English people are listening to this, but your food not as good as Italian food. Sorry, not sorry.
And
drop the
there
mic.
There it is. All right. Well,
how you doing, Ms.
seems
Johnson?
Like we've got our next song coming up by Masego, "Old Age Feet."
Listen. I need me a sugar mama, old lady, foxy mama, sophisticated. Sugar mama, old lady, foxy mama, sophisticated. Old age don't mean nothing to me.
sunset. Age ain't nothing but a number.
Why'd you say that?
Young girl, she don't give me jokes, I'ma reference it.
All the ladies,
she ain't with the tech or the messages.
Young girl,
love dance getting sort of decadent.
All the ladies
tied up, she ain't even stressing kids. You can cook me a plate after we make pay the day. I ain't your man. You don't know your body yet. You don't know your body yet.
I need me a sugar mama. Old lady, foxy mama, sophisticated. Sugar mama. Boxing mama, sophisticated. Old age don't mean nothing to me. Wise men said age ain't nothing but a number.
Let me holler at you. Little baby, little heart, I break it. I'm chasing me a side, I leave it. She paying for the wine, dining, worry for my time. Might even deny my staying overnight. I'm seeing, I'm just fly by, banging. I take what she supply, my favorite. Anytime I see my line start ringing, for some part time loving from the heart, I bring it.
Young girl,
she ain't even got that arch in her bag. Treat it special, cause she know how to act.
Young girl,
never knew in an ocean so blue. She just here for the view. When I need me a sugar mama, old lady, foxy mama, sophisticated, sugar mama, old lady, foxy mama, sophisticated. All days don't mean nothing to me.
All right, and welcome back. Again, that was Old Age by Masego. So, fun fact, feet is actually short for feature.
Yeah, featuring Sir.
So that was a shout out to Flannery. And I think American culture likes to abbreviate a lot of things. So that's a little, you know, little fun fact for ya. And I mean, okay, so final days, what do we have coming up? What's our itinerary?
I don't actually know.
What are we have a meeting to discuss our plans for
Venice.
Final trip to Venice.
Oh yeah, that's Tuesday.
That's Tuesday.
Yeah. Wow, that's exciting.
Oh, and then when we're in Venice, we're gonna do this thing called the Saddest Happy Hour. And Okay, our
Did
director.
You make this up?
No. Our associate director, Chris Raymer, she's a great lady, told us about this event that happens whenever they have to say goodbye to the students. And
oh my God.
We're in Venice and everyone's really sad, and the night before everyone leaves, we all go out to a bar together, so students and faculty and staff, because during the school year we don't really, it would be a little strange to go out with your teachers.
It's happened,
and have drinks. It's happened by accident.
Accident.
And that always goes really well, right, Lena?
Yeah, that goes great. Yeah, it's fun.
You definitely don't embarrass yourself.
You can't really hide anything from anyone.
I think your teachers get to know you a little better.
They get a little appreciation
of your personality, for sure.
Yeah, your personality.
It's just something else that they can just rag on us about. Yeah.
No, they enjoy talking about us, and I think that's fun because, you know, they love to get to know their students.
We really know everyone's business. I will say that.
Yeah.
Everyone, you can't hide anything from anyone on this trip.
Well, yeah, because in
the place where
we live, you can't, if you say, boop, 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 if you make a little mouse, boop, 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 if your little mouse, boop, 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 it echoes. It echoes.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, it's so loud in there.
Yeah.
You can't talk about something in another room and not have someone in the next room hear you. Which is good. No secrets. Secrets are no fun. Secrets hurt someone.
Oh. Wow. Okay. little piece
anecdote
of knowledge from Molly there. Molly's probably the most positive person I know. Literally in all walks of life. Most positive person I've met. It's pretty great. You know, if you want more life lessons, talk to Molly.
Yeah, I'm writing a book.
Tell us about it.
It's just about my philosophy in life. It's just how to be the best person ever.
Wow.
Because I am.
You know, yeah, you are. I think you already got
there. Well, speaking of books, well, we have like that zine coming up, and then we also have our final test.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're actually cramming a lot into this week. It feels like we have nothing to do, but I know I have so much to do.
I saved all my work for this week.
Yeah, we have a lot of writing to do. We wanted to save it for this last week because that would be the funnest thing ever to do. Okay, so this next song coming up is Taylor. She hasn't been on in a while. Her favorite song, 26 by Camp.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in love, and I don't know what else to say. But thank you, Lord, for that sundress on that Saturday. Walking barefoot down the beach.
26 by Camp. So again, our last week, basically our last week, we were just talking about some things that we're gonna miss, and I think I'm really gonna miss the Saturday market and the antique market that they have like once a month here, because mm-hmm. I loved that market so much. I didn't buy so much jewelry, but I bought rings and you bought some earrings, and yep. just like walking around and everyone being out in town is just so cool. And I'm also gonna miss just sitting on the steps of in the middle of town yep. eating pizza.
Yeah, those wonderful slices that we can get.
Yeah,
and the sun good. Hits the stairs just right.
Oh yeah, just sunbathing.
Yep,
in all of our clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the order that I do it in is I go and I sit on the steps, and then I get pizza and a beer, and then I eat and drink all of that, and then I digest for a minute, and then I go get Snoopy's ice cream gelato. Yeah. Which is the best in Italy.
I'm going to miss that so much.
In all of Italy. Not even in Cortona. Not even in Arezzo. It's the best gelato in Italy, hands down.
Do you guys have favorite flavors?
Oh, yeah.
Pinguino and the arancia. It's like a dark chocolate and orange. It's really good.
Mine's the amarena, the cherries.
Mm.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's so good. And the chocolate, mm-hmm. the little chocolate cone. I always make like two little ice cream cones, so yeah. I'm like two. Love it.
That's adorable. I think my favorite is crema. Crema?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I say that right?
Crema. Yeah.
It's really good. I think it tastes like cake batter. You know, the flavor that we yeah. have in the States.
Yep.
Where it's like, actually does taste like raw cake batter. I really like cake batter more than I do the actual cake. Yeah. I don't know why that's a thing, but I think the batter's more fun to eat. Also, I'm a pie person, so I just don't like cake. I don't know.
I actually, you brought that up several times. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know why.
I've never heard you say that, but I don't know if I trust you.
I don't know why, but like, Max has said that to me so many times. It's just so funny. I'm like, yeah, Max, a pie person.
Well, it's because they don't really have. Well, it's a very different kind of pie here. I'm not used to Italian pie.
It's crusty pie.
I don't know what to think about it.
Okay. Well, also. I'm also gonna miss just like walking through the park and just going out. So I've only gone out pretty much to Il Granadio, but yeah, I'm gonna miss just hanging out there. They have like music every Saturday.
Do they really? I don't think I knew.
Yeah, yeah, Mac. Yeah, you've only been like a couple times.
All right. Well, you know what?
I feel like I'm a regular there now, and I'm just hanging out there a lot. And I'm just gonna miss like they have the DJ and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, well...
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, well, I'm going to miss the radio. And the Andreas, the best guys in town. Love those guys.
Yeah, not that they're
staring at us right now.
I can't say anything.
Yeah, we made him blush. It's fine.
No, but really, I have loved this experience. I want to go back home, and I want to, like, be on a radio show.
I cannot... Well, I'm a severe introvert, so this has actually helped me a lot. I don't know if you could guess that I'm an introvert, but I don't know if I could handle another one. It's only the Italians that are the best receptive audience.
Oh, yeah.
And Luna's choking. Give her a second.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, this experience has been so cool. I don't think I realized, like, how, like, different it is and like special it is until like I leave and it's like, oh, we just like casually we're on a radio show that we like helped create for our entire time in Italy. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And this is gonna continue, I believe, for mm-hmm. the next program, hopefully. The summer students, I believe we have 100 coming in, 98 or 100 for the summer.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, we've got a lot. Many new voices to carry on the tradition of the young Americans.
Well, yeah. I can't imagine having that many. Okay, first of all, I can't imagine having that many students in our dorms.
It would be crowded.
We already have like 3 to 4 people in one room.
I know. But it'll be great.
I'm sure it's so fun during the summer.
That many more Americans to invade Cortona.
Mm-hmm. I know. We love it. We love it. So this next song we're going to be listening to together as a big happy family is called Almost Forgot by Against the Current.
Sometimes I get confused about how it all went down. When I feel like I miss you, I try to block it out. Remember when we moved into that place too soon, when we paid too much cause we loved the view, when we just met and it didn't make sense, but you said forever and I did too, too, too. Fuck, I almost forgot about you, ooh, breaking my heart. I almost forgot what I went through, left out the most important part. It could really bad, we lost what we had. I almost forgot. I'm sick of this shit. I don't want forever if it's with you.
That was Almost Forgot by Against the Current, and that is the favorite of our friend Rihanna. Rihanna.
Ooh.
No, all right, well, I do that every time. Her name is Rihanna, and because I've been just so conditioned to say Rihanna. You guys know Rihanna, right? She's the pop star, the American pop star. She's a pop star.
Anyways, yeah, that's Rihanna's favorite song.
That's Rihanna's favorite, and I'm sorry, Rihanna.
We're doing great. It's fine.
Yeah, so this is going to be a really hard week for us, I think. And I just hope we're going to be able to do everything that we want to do before we leave and say bye to everyone. And yeah, I'm really going to be sad this week.
I just know whatever, no matter what I do, no matter what I do, I'm going to cry my eyes out in the airport. I'm going to be so sad.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to miss so much.
You're going to see me again.
Yeah, I'll see Mac.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to drive my little car or fly in a plane down to Georgia, and I'm going to visit my Georgia friends.
Ooh.
Who are you visiting?
Lena.
My fool.
My little fool. And Sally, Pat, and David, and Marie, and Autumn.
And Daris. Yeah, Molly's coming down, hopefully.
Camille and Massey.
That's really nice of Molly. I feel like I'm a little far away either way. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Friends are forever.
Friends are chosen family, right?
I feel like these last couple of weeks, everyone's just been, coming together even stronger, and it's been so nice.
Yeah.
And it's going to be so sad.
I know, guys, don't think about it. It's fine.
I'm going to think about
it.
Wait, something that I'm not going to miss. Well, I'm both going to miss. Well, okay. Maybe I shouldn't talk about
it. What are you trying to say, Molly?
What were you not going to miss?
Never mind.
We want to know.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'll say it. Paying for water in restaurants. I didn't get.
Aww.
Well, it's like. You would pay for that, anyway, tip-wise, I guess.
You know
it goes
what?
Into
you're
that.
Right.
It's so
okay.
It's not like you're paying anymore.
I'm going to start paying for water in restaurants. When I go home, I'm going to say, here.
It's fine. I'm a camel. I live in the desert. I don't need water. Who needs water?
Yeah, I'm...
We had
I'm
going
to be so
today.
Happy to have unlimited water when I go home. That's it. I'm going to just, chug water whenever
for
I
three
want.
Months.
No. Whenever I want. Yeah, I've been dehydrated for 3 months.
But soaking up the moisture of the rain, and it's been amazing.
That's true.
So I don't want to hear it, you guys.
Yeah, permeable skin, sorry. And Mac was just saying that I was the most positive person ever, and I'm talking about what I am. Yeah, anyway.
You're positive about water. You like water.
I do love water.
The addition of water.
Water activist.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, probably. No, water, rights around water.
Water rights, yes.
Is... No, I'm serious.
No. It's a real serious thing.
We could talk about globalization and capitalism and...
Let's avoid politics.
And privatization of resources, natural resources, but that's another day. That's another topic.
Yeah,
That's another radio show. American politics.
Yeah, and that...
We're okay to not talk about that.
Anyway, everyone deserves water. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes, we do.
And crying out loud.
Crying is water.
Crying is water. But so this last song of the night is kind of a song. You've probably already heard it. It's really famous, popular now. And I thought it would be fun to end it with this song. It's Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
The Old Town Road, I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. Is a movie, bull riding in boobies, cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't
spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar.
Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras.
Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car.
God knows, stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a monster.